think I might send your audio to her. She doesn't know who you are. I'm not going to put your name in there.
We're scared. Anyway.
She's another student, but...
Yeah. So referring to space exploration, I think that some trips are going to be made, and for instance, we can easily go to planets like Saturn or even Pluto,
because
Pluto. Due to the fact that the rockets that we are going to use will be much more quicker.
Much quicker
than we have now, and maybe the materials that we use in order to build them will be much lighter. So they will provide us with a very fantastic advantage to travel at high speed. And the same way that we are, for instance, using, we are having trains that that Japan
is
trying to make a train that it's traveling at high speed. Maybe we are going to be able to construct high speed rocket. I don't know, maybe it's going to be able to travel, I don't know, maybe one at the same speed as light or something like that. It could
somewhere
will be a little bit exaggerated, but maybe could be.
I mean, there is no shortage of science fiction films which speculated about the possibilities.
Okay.
But whether it's possible in reality is questionable.
Yeah.
But also there's a plethora. Plethora?
Plethora, no. I don't know.
A plethora. That's a nice word. There's a plethora of companies at the moment which are vying for space domination.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Amazon, which are the company which is trying to launch rockets.
Mm.
Also, SpaceX, owned by Tesla, Elon Musk. You know, everyone's kind of trying to get themselves into space.
Yeah.
You know what it means to vie for? I don't have that defined, but vying for definition. Compete eagerly with someone in order to achieve
something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vying for, you know, often seen like that. Very nice verb. To vie? No. Okay. So, next topic I'd like you to do is this one.
Okay.
Who cares? Social rights, etc.
Okay, my name is Robert, and I'm going to give my 2 cents about the topic who cares. I'm going to do my best to clue you in on the topic of charity organizations.
Organizations.
And yeah, I will try to shed some light on that topic as well.
Good.
I would like to kick off by talking about animal rights, and there are plenty of people that think that animals have no rights at all, and I think that this is a kind of movement that is fighting to make people aware that animals have the same rights than
as people.
So I think it's a good initiative to be taken into consideration, because one of the most loyal
most.
Most?
Pronunciation?
Most.
Okay.
One of the most loyal friends. One of the most loyal friends.
Mm-hmm.
Tell
me in Spanish.
Uno de los amigos más fieles del hombre, it's the dog. I mean.
Okay, so tell me in English.
Yeah. One of the most loyal friends that a man has is the dog, for instance. If
the dog is a man's best friend,
okay.
Is the expression.
Mm. The dog is a man's best friend, yeah. I think that we have to take that into consideration because they will... it is going to take care of us with all the possibilities that it has.
A dog generally has unconditional love for its owner.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Repeat.
Yeah. A dog has normally unconditional love for its owner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding charity work. Done by famous people.
Done.
By famous people, we have to admit that it's just a kind of advertising. They are doing that partially because they want to help, but partially because they want to be, they want to have their help recognized. So I think sometimes, to be honest, we have to. Say that.
To be honest, we have to say that. It's a bit.
Yeah.
Ended a bit quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. To be honest, we have to take into consideration that the intentions of being involved in charity work are not so.
Altruistic,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have to accept as well that there is a kind of compassion fatigue in our society. I mean, things can't be done always by compassion, because if we have compassion for others, people that. We are helping are going to take advantage always of the situation, and they are not going to do absolutely nothing.
Anything.
They're just going to receive what we give them. So we have to change.
Can you give me a specific example?
Yeah, for instance, if we are just giving money to a charity organization, and people are receiving money just for
people
are receiving money just for eating. And for instance, and nobody is showing them how to earn money. This can be sustainable because they are going to receive money all the time. Whereas, for instance, if we pay them or invest money in a kind of education. In order to make them productive, situation could be easily changed as well, and they could, for instance, receive some kind of formation in order
training
in order to be able to work in a particular field. So after, let's say, 6 months, they will be able to earn their own money, to pull their own weight.
To pull their own. Wait. don't say like that in the exam, but more fluid.
I think that the best ways of raising money for charity is.
Don't read that tal cual.
Yeah.
There are raising money for charity nowadays is a very important thing because they're not.
Yeah.
Start with a totally different structure.
Okay.
Break away from the
yeah.
structure.
Yeah, raising money for charity nowadays could be done in several different ways. One of them, for instance, is a music concert. You can were several singers with good reputation could be
with
a good reputation could participate, and this is always a brilliant way in order to get money, because normally people it's quite interesting.
People
are always quite interested in them.
Yeah, for example, in the 1980s, I remember there was a an important concert that aimed to raise money for Africa.
Yeah,
and I think it was called Feed the World, and
yeah, I remember Michael Jackson and
all the greats.
Yeah,
Queen, Sting. Maybe the Beatles weren't involved, but many, Live Aid, that's what it was called. You know, maybe we could have more of those kinds of things. But I'm also skeptical as to how that money is spent nowadays.
Yes, that's another problem. I mean, it's because there is an double-edged sword. I mean, first of all, you got your money, but then you send the money and nobody cares what is the money invested.
Is the money invested?
Where
is not? Indirect.
Where the money invested is.
Where the money is going to be invested.
Where the money is going to be invested.
Direct question, where is the money going to be invested?
Okay.
Where the money is
going to be invested. So this, I have to pay attention, because otherwise the money is going to the wrong hands.
The money can get into the wrong hands.
I think that government should play a vital role in all these questions, because instead of turning a blind eye on this issue,
turning a blind eye to
this, or to dwindle the problem.
To what?
I don't know if it's one.
Dwindle. No. So dwindle is
dongling.
How do you spell it?
Yes, what I say before. D A W D L
D L W D D A W
D-A-W-D-L...
Dawdling. Yeah, but to dawdle the problem. Let me check. You're not seeing an object after this.
Okay.
So there's no point in dawdling.
Okay.
You know, try and when you see these new things, try and use them as close to the structure that of the examples that you see. I mean, dawdle back. I can see that dawdle back is to return. So you can use back with it, but
yeah, you have to be careful with that.
Yeah, to dawdle the car. No, you can't say that.
To dawdle the problem. No. Okay. To postpone action. To put off taking action.
To put off taking action
on that issue, and that's not a very good idea, because problems are getting bigger and bigger. I mean, and then a government will find
insurmountable hindrances
in order to solve the problem. Yeah, that's
it. Nice, very good.